This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Work has begun on a new audio drama with the help of people with sensory loss in Wales. Joining me now to explain a bit more about the project is John Gregory and Sylvia Strand from Screen Tales and workshop participants Megan Price and Alex Williams. Thanks for joining us all.
It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
Now, Sylvia, tell us a little bit about the project.
So John and I are film and TV composers, and we also do sound design for film and TV. So obviously, audio is our passion. And about 2 years ago, during COVID, we upgraded our studio to full Dolby Atmos, which is 360 surround sound. And obviously, we love it because we are passionate about audio in all forms. And what we particularly really enjoy is that feeling of being able to almost step in to a landscape that is made of sound. And at the same time, places like Audible, all normal phones, laptops, started being 360 surround sound enabled. So we're working with Dolby Atmos as well. And we thought it would be amazing to try and transfer that sort of visceral 360 sound that you get in cinema into audio theatre. And then obviously we were looking for other people to work with who are as obsessed with sound as we are. And I think we were incredibly lucky to find people like Alex and Megan who came to our workshop.
And what will the final form of the project be? How will people be able to enjoy your work?
This project is just research and development. So the finished product is a short audio drama, and anyone can listen to it. All you need is a pair of headphones. That's all you need. So it will be available to stream for free online, because what we need is feedback from people on how we can improve it as well.
And Megan, you were one of the participants in the workshop. What was the experience like?
Yeah, it was really, really interesting, to be honest. Using this kind of new audible landscape, as they put it, I guess, was really interesting. And I got to listen to a little bit of it, the miners, etc., things that they had recorded. It was, I don't know how to describe it. It was just different, but it was really exciting because, as I said to them, it was like I was in the middle of everything. And it was every time I turned my head and I was like, oh, what's going on over there on my left-hand side? Oh, what's going on my right? You know, and there were all these different noises. And it was just exciting. It wasn't just you. I'm listening to something and I'm just focused just on that sound. It was like, oh, if I turn my head a little bit over there, there's something new. Oh, actually, if I go over there, there's something else. And it was, you know, it created in my head, even though there wasn't anything visual, it was really visual in my head. I had this huge painting, just, I know it sounds stupid, but it's a huge, like, you know, pictures being painted in front of me just from all these different noises, and it was incredible. I loved it.
And do you think there are enough projects like these that use people's lived experience of sensory loss to inform them?
No, definitely not. it's brilliant. This project, especially, you know, engaging with, you know, people's sight loss and people with hearing loss, etc., because a lot of the times that people produce things like this, you kind of listen to them or watch them or whatever the end product is, and you kind of go, well, you didn't actually talk to anyone with sight loss, did you? Or somebody with hearing, or, you know, whatever it is. You can kind of just see something and kind of tell when somebody's had that interaction and had, you know, spoken to people who maybe experienced that day in, day out. Whereas this was great because from the outset, you know, there's all that integrated accessibility, blah, 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 where it should be from the beginning. And that's what this project is. From the very beginning, they were engaging with, like I said, people with sight and hearing loss, etc. And I think that is so important, integrating that from the start, not creating something and then going, now how can we bring people in afterwards? I think that's incredibly important.
And Alex, why did you want to get involved in the project?
Well, for me, I've already had experience of 360 audio because I've played audio games specifically designed for blind people in the past. So that really appealed to me straight away. And I felt that I had a lot to offer the project in terms of input and ideas because, well, I rely on my hearing more than most people, obviously, with being blind. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the weekend.
And did it change any of your previous ideas about people with other types of sensory loss?
To be honest, I was really fascinated to find out about the people who might be partially deaf could hear more and get a sense of direction when listening to ambisonic audio. I thought that was really interesting to find out about, and just generally interacting with deaf people as well. There was a guy there who was profoundly deaf, and he'd never been able to hear for his entire life. So he was fascinated by me to know how I manage with being blind. And I was just as interested to know how he navigates the world without being able to hear. So we had some really interesting conversations, and there was a BSL interpreter there as well. So, you know, she was able to, you know, help us communicate with each other. And other times, well, I was typing on my laptop and we were typing to each other. I was using my screen reader. So it was just, it was really interesting. And I think it's just, it was a really good idea to bring blind and deaf people together. So it was a lovely idea.
John, where can we find out more information about the project and follow along with the process or even hear the finished product?
So we've got a Facebook page called Enlli Ni Our Space. So that's Welsh. The spelling of that is
E-I-N, that's Ain, clear, which is double L-E, and then N-I-Ni. So it's basically, it means our space in Welsh. The other thing you could do is just put Sylvia Strand, Jonathan Gregory into Google. And anyone who's interested in this, we'd love you to get in touch with us. And I think the other thing that excites me about the project is that when we were in that room, and that's what our aim was, it doesn't matter if you've got sensory loss or if you don't, there was a mix of people there who all wanted to be there because we're all creatives and we want to create something together in a space that's accessible for everyone. So it doesn't matter who you are or what your background is. What matters is that you are a person like Megan, like Alex, like me and John, who want to create something together and have discussions and conversations, creative ones, and bounce back and forth.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing what comes next. John Gregory, Sylvia Strand from Screen Tales, and workshop participant Megan Price and Alex Williams. Thanks all for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.